everyone. Welcome back to Cologne International School Pulse Podcast. I'm really excited about today's episode. We are going to be talking about the amazing Beatles rooftop concert that was hosted at our school a couple of weeks ago. But first, here's the weekly news.
Hello, it's Mr. Oetker, and I'm reading the news for you. Welcome Day and summer kickoff. This Tuesday is packed with excitement as we celebrate two special events to wrap up the school year. At 3 p.m. it begins with Welcome Day. We warmly welcome our new students and their families. They will have the opportunity to meet their teachers, get to know their classmates, and take their first steps into our school community. Afterwards, at 4:30 p.m., the celebrations continue with our summer kickoff. Organized by our amazing PTA, this annual event brings our entire school community together for an afternoon of delicious refreshments, live music, sports activities, games, and plenty of summer fun. PYP Exhibition Grade 5. A huge congratulations to our grade 5 students on their incredible PYP exhibition. Their presentations last Wednesday were not only informative but also inspiring, showcasing months of inquiry, creativity and hard work. It was wonderful to see the confidence with which our students shared their learnings and growth they have achieved throughout their primary year's program journey. Families and visitors were deeply impressed by the thoughtful projects and the passion behind each presentation. We will have a sneak peek of four students from grade 5 talking about their action plan to inform you about their topic. Enjoy!
Hallo, mein Name ist Lara, ich bin 10 Jahre alt und in der 5. Klasse der Internationalen Friedensschule Köln. Wir machen ein Projekt namens PYP Exhibition, wo jeder Schüler der 5. Klasse sich ein Thema aussuchen darf. Mein Thema ist Vor- und Nachteile von KI im täglichen Leben. Ich habe dieses Thema ausgesucht, weil ich sehr interessiert an KI bin. Außerdem ist das Thema KI noch ziemlich jung. Alle nutzen es, es begegnet uns ständig im Alltag. Ich möchte mein Wissen mit euch teilen und mehr herausfinden und das Thema KI für jede Altersgruppe verständlich machen. Diesen Podcast wollte ich so gerne machen, um jede Altersgruppe bewusst zu machen, dass KI sowohl cool, interessant und spaßig ist, aber auch Gefahren mitbringt. Aber eine Sache noch. Jemand, der wirklich versteht, was KI ist und weiß, wie man es richtig benutzt, braucht sich keine Sorgen zu machen. Aber was ist KI, Artificial Intelligence, eigentlich? KI bedeutet künstliche Intelligenz. Künstlich bedeutet, dass etwas nicht in der Natur gewachsen ist, wie ein Computer. Intelligenz bedeutet, dass dieser Computer Aufgaben lösen kann, für die man eigentlich einen schlauen Kopf braucht. Dieser Computer wird damit richtig, richtig viel Information gefüttert und rechnet dann aus, welches Wort oder Bild am besten als nächstes passt. Und das war's auch schon. Wenn ihr weitere Fragen zum Thema Vor- und Nachteile von KI habt, dann informiert den School Podcast und schreibt eine E-Mail. Ich freue mich auf eure Fragen und werde sie mit Freude beantworten. Danke fürs Zuhören!
Hallo, mein Name ist Lia Maya. Ich bin 10 Jahre alt, auch in der 5. Klasse und nehme auch teil an der Exhibition mit dem Thema Die Rolle der Technologie bei der Rettung von Tieren. Ich habe dieses Thema ausgewählt, weil ich nicht wusste, was Technologie mit Tieren zu tun hat und weil ich immer dachte, dass Technologie schlecht für die Natur und die Tiere ist. Außerdem wollte ich anderen Menschen von meinen Entdeckungen und meinem Wissen dazu erzählen. Zu meinen Informationen. Was sind Arten von Technologien, die Tieren helfen? Zum Beispiel Drohnen, Bewegungssensoren, Kamerafallen, GPS-Halsbänder, Sender und andere Halsbänder. Außerdem gibt es nicht nur gute Sachen über dieses Thema, sondern auch schlechte. Wenn ihr weitere Fragen über das Thema, die Rolle der Technologie bei der Rettung von Tieren habt, informiert den School Podcast und ich freue mich, sie zu lesen.
Hello, my name is Soraya. I'm 10 years old and I'm also in 5th grade. My topic for exhibition is Mexican wolves. Why did I pick this specific topic? I picked Mexican wolves because I really like Mexican wolves, and in my opinion, they do not deserve to be endangered. In fact, none of the endangered animals deserve to be endangered. I find them fascinating and it is interesting to learn about them. Another reason is because in 5th grade we are currently doing our PYP exhibition and I decided to be on the podcast to promote my action plan. An action plan is a small action that you do to improve your topic's problem. I decided to educate others about the Mexican wolf and spread the word so one day they won't count as endangered anymore. The Mexican wolf was placed on the endangered species list on April 28, 1976, which was 50 years ago. Did you know that it is the smallest of the gray wolves in North America? Mexican gray wolves and wolves as a whole are endangered at risk due to human activity such as hunting, poaching, trapping, poisoning, and habitat degradation. Wolves' number one threat is humans, and today more than ever they are in need of our support in the fight for survival. Please, spread the word. Mexican wolves need us.
Hallo, ich heiße Mina und gehe in die 5. Klasse der Cologne International School. Wir haben PYP-Ausstellung und mein Thema ist indigene Völker. Ich weiß, die meisten Menschen wissen gar nicht, was indigene Völker sind. Es sind ganz normale Menschen wie wir. Aber sie respektieren die Erde und wissen nicht, was ein Computer ist, weil sie so leben wie vor hunderten Jahren. Ich habe dieses Thema gewählt, weil ich es für sehr wichtig halte, da sie bedroht sind. Wie? Brände, Abholzung, Bergbau und Städte. Im Großen und Ganzen, wir müssen die Natur beschützen. Wusstet ihr schon, weltweit leben etwa 476 Millionen indigene Menschen? Das ist ungefähr so viel wie 432 Mal Kölner Bevölkerung. Indigene Völker schützen 80% der Artenvielfalt der Erde. Ich habe einen Fun Fact für euch. Wusstet ihr, dass die meisten indigenen Völker gar keine Kleidung haben? Die meisten bemalen sich. Ich habe auch eine Website erstellt, die heißt www.steep-2026.de. Da könnt ihr spenden für die indigenen Völker. Das war's. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und wenn ihr Fragen habt, könnt ihr jederzeit eine E-Mail an den Puls-Podcast schicken. Ich beantworte sie gerne.
Thank you for the weekly news. And could you guys introduce yourselves?
So, Leonardo, I play guitar and bass, and I love music.
And this is Mr. Kane here. Happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation, girls. And yeah.
So, for those who don't know, what was the rooftop concert? Why did you decide to do it? Like, how did the idea happen?
Well, just after we found out that they were going to open a museum where the actual rooftop performance happened, we decided it was a great idea to try and recreate that here.
Yeah, I can only echo what Leo said. Like, it was a decision which kind of really came to fruition off the back of 3 Savile Row announcing next year. I think the exhibition's called The Beatles, Welcome to the Rooftop, something along those lines. And it's opening at the location where they hosted their final ever concert. And we'd been toying with the idea for a few months. You know, we'd kind of floated the idea of doing something on the rooftop. And we'd got a little bit of support from management, you know, and suggestions that maybe we could go ahead and do something. And then somewhat serendipitously, they announced the exhibition was planned for next year. And then we thought, well, hell yeah, now we have to go ahead and do it. And then I think management jumped on board, liked the idea. Some occupational health and safety requirements needed to be met, but it came off the back of that announcement, I think, as Leo said, yeah.
So who was really involved in this? I mean, Leo, you were obviously a musician and you also had other members in your band. They actually graduated, right?
I mean, Leo was central to this, no question. I'll introduce the other members because they're not here. That's Egerhan Gulsen from grade 12, who, yes, has indeed graduated, captain. Then there was James Holmes, who likewise graduated. And the two of those guys kind of covered lead and rhythm guitar for James, and Egerhan was covering Ringo's drumming. And then, of course, there was Leo. So I'll let you elaborate on what you were doing.
Yeah, well, I sang and I played the bass, which was quite fun to do.
What was the dynamic like? Have you ever played with them before, or was this your first time kind of learning to play together?
No, we've been playing together for months now, since I got to the school. Every lunch break, we met to play something. So we already had a little bit of chemistry together, and it was just a thing of learning every song.
But what was cool was that these three dudes kind of took the ball and started running with it. You know, that they took the autonomy or independence just to learn the parts, you know, and rehearse privately their own individual parts and then get together weekly for their collective rehearsals. And it was, that was very much managed by them. That was awesome. I should also point out that, you know, post-concert, this might be coming up in the interview, but, you know, Leo did a lot with the post-production too. But there were a ton of other individuals involved, some who are in the room with me now leading this interview, and some others too.
So I've listened to the concert, right? And it sounded very authentic. Like, I don't know, you really mimicked kind of Paul McCartney, like with your words and stuff, you know, like the hold it and stuff. So was it hard for you to, like, I don't know, get into the character or like learn the lyrics?
Well, I don't think I really had to get that much into character. I think my vocal range is kind of the same way that his. So singing was kind of easy, obviously, if you take out like exceptions in some songs. So it didn't take that much to get into character. I mean, you know.
I mean, I echo what Sonia said. I think you covered or emulated Paul's kind of demeanor, style really well. Like his... maybe you didn't capture that kind of Liverpudlian, you know, that distinctive accent that anyone from Liverpool has. But I think in every other way, you were absolutely on the money. So I was really pleased with that too.
Yeah, I thought it was also amazing that you guys had paid such close attention to detail that you guys even, like, mimicked the outfits. Can you walk us through those as well?
Yeah, well, James was wearing the famous green pants that Ringo wore.
Everyone needs a pair of green pants.
Yeah,
so
they're going to be shiny.
Shiny green pants. Yeah, I don't have any in my wardrobe anymore, but I think they were from his sister.
Yeah, I think they were from him, yeah. And yeah, I mean, Egehan got a red jacket, and I got a suit, a black suit, which was the closest thing I found to Paul McCartney's.
Yeah. Was it black? I thought you were rocking the blue suit.
It was black.
Was it black? Yeah, right. Black. It was Egehan's suit.
The shirt was blue.
Uh-huh, that's what it was. Looking sharp.
Yeah, I think James was missing the fur, though.
It was a bit warm for the fur. Yeah. Like, I think the original concert was winter, January, London. And ours was what? May, yeah. You know. So the weather was on our side, definitely, for filming, which was, which was all taken care of by Florian Koehler, fantastically, I might add. And, it made for an ideal film. But in terms of weather, yeah, we probably didn't capture the weather of the 69 rooftop.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, me and Sonia were also up there recording, and Sonia was helping out with the sound, I believe. Do you guys feel like the actual performance was the hardest part, like in the heat, trying to focus, or do you feel like rehearsals? What was like the most challenging aspect of this entire performance?
I think in general, rehearsals went well, except for the last rehearsal we had a day before, which is when we tried to do all the sound check stuff for the recording too.
But in some ways, that the fact that it wasn't going well was, it meant that we knew what to do. We were learning from, okay, how do we capture this live sound on the rooftop? Sonia was very much involved in that. How do we capture live audio from, you know, the equipment that we have at our disposal? And we learned about that 24 hours in advance from trial and error.
We had to change console twice, which made us...
Mr. Barner was huge. His expertise was massive, made our lives easier, and I agree that the rehearsal on the Thursday prior maybe didn't go as well as we had hoped or as had planned, but in saying that, we learned what didn't work,
and we fixed it.
And I think thanks to Sonia's live sound on the roof, and then the work you did afterwards, we did capture a really clean live sound. When you consider we're using school equipment on a rooftop with wind, without any wind protection, it's pretty cool, the sound that came off the back of that.
Yeah, so what do the Beatles actually mean to you? Like, how long have you been listening to the Beatles? Well, both of you.
My whole life, probably before I even started to learn music properly. They've been a big part of me, like, basically since I was born, so yeah.
I'll answer this too, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up listening somewhat to the Beatles. My mother's from Manchester. My grandfather's from Liverpool. Weird fact, he actually went to school with Paul McCartney. Of course, they didn't cross paths. Good old Grandad Bill, if you're listening out there, back in the retirement home in Australia, greetings. I'm sure this will pop up on your podcast stream. He was a, like Paul McCartney, I think. My grandfather, here's a long story short. My grandfather was a absolute poor as anything scholarship boy in ridiculously working class Liverpool. So I suppose there was some kind of weird connection. Here's a fun fact for you if it ever comes up in a pub quiz. Paul McCartney, or Sir Paul McCartney's Spanish teacher, Miss Inkley, he wrote an operetta about her, an oratorio as part of his Liverpool oratorio. And that was my grandfather's Spanish teacher. She was a lovely looking lady who'd been shockingly, horribly burnt, the Spanish teacher. So there you go, fun fact. I guess growing up in suburban Australia in the 90s, weirdly, the Beatles did get quite an occasional rotation on the vinyl player. So, yeah, I suppose I've been listening to them for a while. Probably not as intently as Leo.
I'm a hard fan.
I think that's where you and I differ. I don't think I value what they do and what they did, what they created. I love some of their later work, but I don't think I'd ever voluntarily put them on the stereo in the car at home. I don't think I'd very often turn to the Beatles now.
I mean, it's still really fascinating how like the Beatles have been intertwined in your life in some ways. How do you feel like after seeing this performance? It was kind of this full circle moment. Do you feel, what were you most proud of?
I was massively. That's a good question. I was hugely proud of the three guys. I was so blown away watching them live on the rooftop. Was just a pinch yourself kind of moment as a music teacher. That was just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Having the video on the back of Florian's work was and Macy too. I should name drop Jacopo was very much central to capturing it on camera. Diane as well. So it was just. I don't know. It was just, do you know what? I was really happy. Like, it kind of felt like the school stopped for this event. Like, classes were kind of cancelled. Kids were outside. The primary school got on board and their classes were cancelled. So I think looking back on it as a music teacher, it was just an epic moment to think, yeah, these three guys have maybe not made waves around the world, but have made waves here in Butzweilerhof, and that time has stopped for these guys in this tiny environment at school. That was cool.
And for you?
Well, I mean, I feel immensely proud that we actually managed to do it. Like, that it came up as a small idea one day in an average conversation, and with effort and practice, we managed to make it happen.
What was your favorite song to sing or to play?
I think the last take of Get Back with it was amazing. I could feel the energy of everyone after, like, it was like the big pick just before the ending.
Were there a few nerves?
There were definitely a few nerves at the beginning, I think, especially with like technical stuff more than actually performing. But in the end, it turned out well, I believe.
It did turn out well. Yeah.
Was it challenging for you, Leo, to sing and play bass at the same time? Did you have any experience with singing before?
Yeah, I sang a little bit when I was in Mexico, but never like bass, like a full performance, and definitely not bass. Playing bass is a lot harder. Like playing bass and singing is a lot harder than playing guitar and singing because you're playing two different melodies instead of just bass.
That's a fair point.
So you have to be thinking about it at the same time. Yeah.
So, but were there moments where you thought like, oh, we're not going to make it? Like there's no way?
There were some moments where I definitely felt maybe we weren't performing that well, probably.
I had a few. I mean, I hinted earlier at some of the hierarchy at school not being super in favor of going onto the rooftop, and and I think I spoke to the boys off the back of a conversation with management about maybe moving the concert to the boarding house balcony, and that was met with like total uproar, particularly from Egerhan, who you know, was questioning his whole existence. The fact that he'd put in so much work only for it to get bumped to a balcony. So I think, yeah, then I think I had a slight moment of, oh, are we going to get on the rooftop or not? But I think Diane's influence and Florian too just kind of made it possible in the end that we got what we wanted and could pull off, yeah, probably one of my, fondest memories, I suppose, of working here was that day. So, but yeah, I guess that was the only time I thought, okay, are we going to get on the rooftop or not? Yeah.
And looking back to this, would you like to do any other concert like this, or?
Yes, I would like to do some other concerts. I had a conversation with someone the other day about replicating the Sex Pistols concert that they did, their Jubilee concert on a boat on the Thames. Not sure whether that would be possible or not. I have to credit Mr. Roberts there. But yeah, I'd love to do one or two other funky concerts around the place. I'd love to do a concert with the natural acoustic of a church. Yeah, what about you, Leo?
I would personally love to have a well-produced performance with maybe lighting, good PA system, and good engineering about everything, good thinking.
Yeah, I mean, those sound like great ideas. But I have to give you guys already some credit. You guys are there's a concert today, right? Music area, art area.
Yeah, there is a concert today in the courtyard, in the art space, which is really cool. Sonia will be featuring. Leo, what are you guys playing?
Some Fleetwood Mac. We'll play some Oasis, some Beatles too, again. And it'll be a small acoustic set that we have been preparing, so.
Yeah, there's also going to be some duets, I believe, me and Gina, and maybe some soloists. So I'm very excited for this one.
Yeah, me too. I think by the time this podcast goes out, it will have happened, but I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully there's some footage which will be shared on school social media so that any of the listeners can tune into it.
Yeah, guys, so I mean, it was amazing hearing about your experience. I also would recommend to all of our listeners, please go and watch the video. It's on our YouTube. There's lots of clips on our Instagram. And you know,
share, repost. Yeah. There's a lot of influential parents here who can potentially reshare it, repost it, get a little bit of exposure for the guys. That would be great.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think we also have this tradition here on the podcast where we have our previous guest ask a question for the next guest. And we just had Miss Muti on for the Hot Ones episode, which was quite epic.
Hot Ones?
Yes, like with...
I haven't
like
listened to that yet.
Yeah,
what's it about?
It's a video episode, actually, yeah.
Okay. Is that the hot sauce?
Yeah.
Hot
exactly.
Bastard.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Miss Muti left the question, what is your favorite place? So I think this can be, you know, as specific as you want it to be or as broad.
I'll let you answer
Leo,
that
what
one,
about
Leo?
You?
I would say any place where there's a nice guitar and good inspiration.
And so what question would you like to leave for the next guest?
So what is your favorite Beatles song?
That is a good one. Okay. Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, we had an amazing time getting to know the details a little bit more. And thank you to all our listeners. We will see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.